You're listening to FMGRadio.com.
So, Eleanor, we met originally last summer. You came to see me with your mum, and you've been having some problems because you put on weight and you weren't able to lose it very easily. And also you had some premenstrual problems and some skin problems. And I put you on a program. I haven't met Simona before today.
No.
But I gather that you've been benefiting from the information too. And that the whole family went on the program, which I didn't know. And that between you, you've lost about 8 stone, which is absolutely amazing. So if we could just sort of take it back, you originally were the right weight for your height until you're about 11. And then something happened and you started to pile on the pounds. What actually went wrong?
Yes, and I was at school and I started to get bullied there. And that just caused a problem. I started comfort eating and I just wanted to get away from it all. And then I left school and for a year I was home educated. But I think because socially I wasn't going out with friends or anything like that, I was just alone at home most of the time, I was comfort eating a lot more, and so I started putting on weight a lot very quickly, and so that straight away I started feeling uncomfortable to go out and wearing more baggy clothes, and it was just really bad.
So I put you on a program that was based on the real life diet, and you then went off to make some dietary changes, to take some supplements and to do some exercise. What happened after you left me?
Well, straight away we got all new foods, wheat-free and gluten-free and things like that. And I expected it to be very difficult to start with, changing my diet so drastically. But it, once I started, I just felt instantly better. I felt less bloated, I felt more confident and happier and more energetic. And so, and then I started losing weight, and it just happened very quickly. I think lost a stone in 4 weeks, and after seeing you, so just felt so much better.
Yes, that was probably all the fluid that you retained, and it tends to go quite quickly at the beginning sometimes when you change your diet and cut out the wheat and the gluten. But then in the background, I didn't know at the time, you all got started. Did you actually wait to see how she got on before you all got onto the programme, or did you get started with her?
No, we all started together because, I mean, we believed that it wasn't fair on her to do it on her own, because obviously if we kind of kept eating wheat and gluten, it'd be in the cupboard, so Ellie would be more tempted to, maybe when we were out, to actually eat it, go back on the same diet she was. So we basically cleared out all the cupboards, and we went and did a fresh, like a new shopping list, and bought everything wheat-free, gluten-free, loads of fruit, loads of veg, and we all did it together, and I mean, we saw instant benefits, and we were really proud of Ellie as well.
Brilliant. And then you started to exercise as well.
Yes, I started off quite slowly because I couldn't do much without getting so tired out, and I had a Wii Fit board, but I started doing that, and I realised that I got my fitness got better as well, because it took longer for me to get tired out, and I could do more exercise, and
you had more energy, didn't you?
I had a lot
more
energy.
Food that you were eating, yeah.
And gradually over time your skin cleared up as well.
Quite quick, it just went to, I had it all over my hands and it was really bad, and that also affected my self-esteem because I didn't feel confident going out, people seeing my hands, but no, it just cleared up straight away and all my skin got better, and so that was really good.
That's excellent. So how much have you lost altogether?
2 stone.
And then how much did you lose, Simona, and your mum and dad?
I've lost nearly 2 stone, 1 stone, 11 pounds. Gosh, I think Dad lost a stone within a couple of weeks, so he's probably kind of, probably 2.5 stone, 3 stone. I think Dad's lost the most, and Mum's just over a stone as well, yeah. So we're all kind of at a similar area because we've been doing it together and really working hard at it.
So presumably you've had to change your wardrobes as well.
Yeah, which is a good thing. It's always nice to go shopping.
Yes, I've bought lots of new dresses, feel more comfortable about showing my arms and legs and everything, and yeah, it's just been great.
Started wearing bikinis.
Yes, I went on holiday, I got a new swimming costume, and it was just really great. I'd never felt comfortable about showing my tummy before, but suddenly I had this new confidence. It was amazing, and yeah.
That's fantastic. And of course you've got a really big year ahead of you at school this year with your GCSEs. Are you coping better with the stress?
Yes, I've been, I've learnt to relax a lot more, and that helps a lot with my exams. I had my mocks a couple of months ago, and I was just able to relax so much more, and I think because of the whole weight loss and getting more fit, I feel happier at school, so I feel more confident with everything, even making more friends and doing things like that. But I feel I can think more clearly when in my exams. I feel healthier all round. So
excellent. And it's a whole new start for you. Are you planning to lose a little bit more?
Definitely. I have a prom in a couple of months' time, and I really want to. I've seen this dress I like, so I want to be able to fit into that, and hopefully I'll be able to do that. But I want to lose at least another stone, I think, and hopefully if I carry on with this and doing a bit more exercise, then I'll be able to do that. But I feel like I can get there now. I feel a lot more confident about doing it.
Sure.
Because we're having three meals a day, obviously we've got smaller portion sizes, we've made it all healthier, but because before we used to both skip breakfast, so we found when we got to lunch we were really hungry, so we'd actually eat a bigger lunch, whereas now we're eating breakfast, lunch and dinner, so we're not snacking in between,
right.
Which is the healthier, but a lot healthier as well, because obviously the snacking, sometimes you can get sugary snacks if you're low, if your blood sugar's low,
yeah.
And so yeah, I think we're eating all around more healthily.
And it's amazing how easy it is, because I thought it'd be really, really difficult sticking to that kind of thing. I used to eat a lot of donuts and chocolate and everything like that. And I thought giving that up, or even just eating it in moderation, would be so difficult because I'd be tempted all the time. But I can go shopping now with my mum, which I never do before. I never went shopping because I would always buy everything. But I can do that, and I don't want to snack, I can stay away from the chocolate, I know how to eat less, and yeah, it's not very hard to do it.
And it must have been really great to do it all together as a family. I mean, it must have been something that brought you even closer together.
I think it's probably been the biggest help of all, because we know if one of us kind of goes off the rails and eats something bad, then the rest of us will feel like the rest of us will suffer from it. So we make sure that we all stick together. And, you know, if someone does feel like having a snack on something, we all kind of look at them and say, no, don't do that, because it's bad for you. So yeah, we're all looking out for each other.
Because we all have our meals together every evening.
Mm.
I think it's...
Whereas before, Mum used to have to cook a separate meal for Ellie, because she was eating kind of chicken and chips and things like that, and because she didn't like the healthy stuff like spaghetti bolognese sometimes, because, you know, because that fills you up and you feel you've had enough to eat, so you don't snack. But she's eating chicken salad as well. Things that she really didn't even try before. I mean, Ellie's tried avocado, which is really good for your skin, and
fish. I've started eating
fish. Yeah,
never eaten that before.
And also, you've tried, because I know when I felt like snacking, I usually have some nuts or dried fruit. And Ellie started doing the same thing, some almonds and some dried apricots. So yeah. We're doing it.
Well done. Really, well done to you all.
Thank you. Thanks. No, this has definitely been one diet, because we have tried diets before, like, you know, different things, and none of them have worked. So, and I've noticed as well, I don't know, I mean, Ellie had water retention. I had really bad water retention on my wrists and my calves, and so that's really helped as well. So,
well, you've learned to meet your body's needs now, and you're back in the driving seat, and it must feel so much better to be in control and not feel overwhelmed.